And back on the KCII PM sports page, I'm Cole Cook, now joined with Iowa Mennonite School soccer player Jacob Bullard, representing as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Soccer Athlete of the Week. Jacob, great to have you on, and thanks for taking the time here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
First off, congratulations to you and your teammates on a second straight trip to the state tournament. I'll get started here on Thursday. Before we preview that game, we got to look back how you're able to get there. A 1-0 victory over Solon on Saturday to punch your ticket to a state. And you had the one goal in that game. We're going to talk about your goal, but right now is a chance to talk about your teammates. The defense has been terrific all season long. And what were they doing on Saturday to be so successful?
Just watching those guys go at it, like, we kind of had talked before the game. I talked a lot to Eli and Kobe about different things to look for, because I know the Solon guys. Like, I've repped them playing club, like, so, like, I've kind of seen what they can do. They were ready for the challenge. They just stepped up. Our freshmen on the back line, they just keep getting better every game. And just as a unit, they just talk and they like move together. Like, sometimes I swear Kobe and Eli are like on the same mental like wave. And then they, I think just having Blake behind them gives them just a sense of confidence that if somehow they do get beat, the other team's not going to score because Blake's going to stop it, you know? So there's just this overall, just that kind of attitude on the defense line where they just are just ready for all the challenges to come. And our midfield helps get back and give them some breaks too.
You know, you got your 10th goal of the season, the lone goal of that game. So why don't you just kind of break things down how it happened?
Well, Lewis was a bit hurt from the game before. And so I talked to Marcus the day before about maybe tossing me up at forward for like a few minutes, see something happens, see if my speed can get him. And so we're kind of going like 65th minute or so, and Marcus decides to toss me up. So me and Drew switch, and so Drew goes middle mid, I go up, and I kind of run around for a while. And eventually Brian just gets an amazing steal, takes a touch, puts it up and over the defense. I'm playing the miss. The defender just misses it, and I just run up on it. And as I'm running, I look, and I see the goalie, like, way too far out. And so I was like, all right, I'm going to chip him. I just hit it and just watched it go over his head and drop under the crossbar. And I just went crazy.
I'm sure you went crazy then. And what was the atmosphere like after the game? Once the clock hit the 90th minute and the game was over, what was the team like afterwards?
There were so many smiles, hugs, everyone just swarmed each other, just screaming. You know, the fans were on their feet going crazy too. I mean, we had a lot of fans out. It's really nice having our the support of our community that we have. And just, yeah, it was just so, just a lot of smiles, just pure joy, I guess. I don't know.
This is the second year in a row your team qualified for state. Last year was an early exit, looking for a much deeper run this year. So how can that experience from a year ago help you this go around?
I think from last year there were a lot of things we could have learned coming into this year. First, probably I just hope that we have a good time. You know, last year we thought we'd have a good shot at making the championship, maybe doing something more, and just getting blown out that first round, it just kind of like, it stung, you know. But this year I think if we're probably going to come in with a lot more, like, we're going to enjoy the experience because we, not many people get to stay in the first place. And just kind of realizing how much of a defensive game it is up at state. I don't think we realize that, and this year we do. With how just defensive teams will play.
And you face off with Sioux Center in that first round here on Thursday, having a chance to scout them. What do you know about them?
We know that they got some really good ball handlers, basically. And, I mean, they're a team that they're underdogs. They're not ranked, nothing. We kind of view ourselves as underdogs, too. So it'd be kind of interesting as two underdog teams go at it. But we know that they're going to be playing with the chip on their shoulder like that, and also just that they're going to have some talent. I mean, they're at state for a reason, and so we just got to be ready for that.
And maybe a key that your team's looking out for, to able to advance to the semifinals, what does the team got to do well here on Thursday?
The defense, they just do what they've been doing. I'm not really worrying too much about them. Just as an offense, we have to make sure we finish any chances we get because there's not going to be many. And we have been struggling a little bit about putting the ball away throughout the year. And so hopefully we just, we just got to make sure we put one away. And overall, just put everything out there on the field, and I think we should be able to make it on.
Mm-hmm. Let's look big picture here, Jacob. Maybe even from just last year to this year, what part of your game do you think you've improved on the most?
That's hard. I'm a very different player than last year. I moved from forward to midfield this year, and honestly, it's been so much better for me. I feel like I'm a lot more natural. So, there's just a confidence and, just more I'm just more comfortable, and that's just helped me out a lot. And just, my passing has been the same. My ball control, I worked on a lot this offseason to be able to just dribble and be able to take good touches. But, yeah, just everything honestly has gotten better about me from last year, and it's been really nice.
This can be sports or non-sports related. You are a senior, so you just graduated Iowa Mennonite School. So looking back at your time, what are you going to miss about IMS?
I'm going to miss some of the teachers, some of them pretty great people. I'm going to miss the community and the support that's behind all of us throughout just schooling and our athletics and theater and music and so just all those things and just how much support we get. And definitely going to miss some of the sports because some great coaches also and great times.
And what are your future plans?
I'm going to be attending Heston College in Kansas. I'm going to major in ministry and play some soccer.
Okay. And why was Heston a good fit for you?
Well, my older sister is going there right now. I visited a few times to visit her. It just feels really nice there. It's kind of got a Kelowna town feel to it. I get to play soccer. And they just, they really do care about you. So it's kind of like an IMS feel. And so, that's kind of what drew me to that college.
Mm-hmm. Is ministry always something you wanted to get into?
Since probably last year, I kind of started thinking about it more and decided that it felt right. So, yeah.
Right on. Well, last question before I let you go here. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. So how do you use that motto to prepare for a game?
As a team, we just have a set warm-ups and different drills we do, and I just try to take them seriously and make sure that I'm feeling good and ready and stretch before my game so that I'm at full power.
Mm-hmm. Great to have you on, Jacob. I appreciate the time, and best of luck at State.
Thank you very much.
And that's senior soccer player of Iowa Mennonite School, Jacob Bowler, joining us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Soccer Athlete of the Week. Let's take another quick break. We'll come back with more after this on KCII.